This morning we'll have a brief video, because it's a brief question. It's dealing with death. In some ways continuing our discussion from the sermon this past Lord's Day dealing with Lazarus and his death. Question 84. Shall all men die? Death being threatened as the wages of sin, it is appointed unto all men once to die. For that, all have sinned. And so, we see the answer. Death being threatened as wages of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this is straightforward. Every one of us, through original sin, are corrupt in our whole natures, and then we continually sin. And so the wages of sin is death. Therefore, it is appointed unto all men once to die. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. And then finally, all of us have sinned. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. And so it's a very simple question. Yes, all men shall die. Now, there is an exception. There are two that have lived that we know of that have not died. Enoch, seventh from Adam, and Elijah went straightway. And we know that those who are alive when Christ returns. But that's a small number in comparison to all those who ever lived. And so, yes, all men are destined to die. Like I said, brief video, simple question. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we consider what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.